Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And Bob Dylan Schneider is with us, folks. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is the author of A Time for Heroes, one of my favorite books. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dylan Schneider Group, a great public relations firm, strategy firm, in, based in New York City. Bob's been a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust for many years now, and he's here with us now to do a couple of things. Bob Dylan Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's just great to be on the show. It always is, especially just before 9/11.
Yeah, and I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that in the next segment. But before we do, as I said in the previous segment, in the previous hour, Bob, it's not my fault that the president chose on the eve of the commemoration of 9/11 to do his jobs proposal. So I want to first get that out of the way. I want to get your thoughts on what you think about what you thought about the president and his proposals and the venue, the whole thing. What is your overarching emotion as you watch that, as you soak that in, and as you've reflected on it? What is your overarching emotion about it?
Jim, it was an embarrassment, and the president was shouting at us. He was shouting at the Congress. He was coming up with tired bromides that no one is going to accept. And the fact he did it just before an NFL game, the opener of the NFL season.
Yeah.
And just before 9/11 means it's going to be forgotten next week.
And also the kerfuffle over it being juxtaposed on the GOP debate. I mean, the whole...
We have a serious problem in this country, and this man is not addressing it.
Yeah.
And we need leadership from the White House level, and we're not getting it. It's that simple.
Well, the thing that I have not, I've not said this on the air yet, but I said it off the air to a couple of folks today, and I'm going to go ahead and put it on the record, Bob. I believe that what we saw last night from President Obama by calling in when you bring in both houses of Congress in the United States of America, you have called for the penultimate venue on planet Earth. And so when you do that and you underwhelm to the degree that he did last night, in my opinion, what we saw last night, Bob, was the beginning of the end of the presidency of Barack Obama. Last night he rendered himself irrelevant. What do you think?
I completely agree. I feel very bad for the United States, and I feel very bad for you and me and the listeners, because we're the ones who are suffering here, and this man is doing virtually nothing to relieve our suffering. He's putting himself in a position where he's screaming. It's a shrill kind of an approach. It's not good.
He literally was shrill. His voice was shrill last night. It's as if he just hasn't been talking loud enough. And you know, Bob, as I pointed out, the things that he was the most specific about were infrastructure projects that need to be done. But those aren't the projects that are going to save the economy. And every one of those infrastructure jobs, Bob, were about picking winners and losers. By that I mean they were all connected to the Davis-Bacon Act, which requires a union wage for everything that the federal government dollar touches.
We've got to find a way to help this man get back to community organizing. It's what he was good at in Chicago on the West Side. He can still have a job there. We need to put some serious people in the White House.
Is one of the benefits of having Barack Obama president for 4 years, is this finally, whether we elect a Republican or Democrat next time or 20 years from now, that we can finally say, okay, let's only elect people, even whether we agree with them or not, let's at least feel like the person in the job can be a leader and has some executive experience. Could that be his legacy?
I think Obama has done one tremendous service for the American people, He has gotten all of us to look in the mirror and say, wait a second, we are the leaders of the world. We've been on top for a long time. We can't give up our birthright. It's time to rekindle the American spirit. Let's get rid of this guy and get some serious people in there that can take the country forward.
And notice that Bob and I didn't say anything about Democrat or Republican.
No. It doesn't make any difference who they are.
Because I know, Bob, in the beginning, you were actually very hopeful of him. I remember we talked about this when he first got elected. You were hopeful that he was going to turn out to be a good president. You were kind of looking forward to that. I remember your comments.
It was a secret ballot, but I'll tell you, I cast my vote for Obama. I couldn't do it today.
Yeah. So, folks, it's this is simple. What's happening. And I have to say, Bob, as we wrap up this part of the segment of the show, I didn't hear anything. I'm a small business owner, and I didn't hear anything last night that would make me want to go hire somebody. And folks, that's what he needed to do. He needed to make small business owners want to hire more people, and he didn't do that.
Exactly. That's what he
and
did.
And that was the whole point of the jobs bill. So, folks, I'm sorry to tell you, it was a failure. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.